Someone recently asked me about reciting brachas on dessert during a bread meal on Shabbos. He said he had read it in a certain book that even on cakes one should say mezonos. His practice had been only to say it on fruits and the like. He wanted to know what the halach is. Do you have to say a bracha of mezonos when having cake during a bread meal such as Shabbos or any other type of bread meal? So the halach is, it begins in the Shulchan Aruch or Chaim Simen Kuf Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph and Beis, but the halacha tells us that anything Dvarm Habam B'socha Suda, anything that comes in the course of a Suda after you've washed in the Seramotzi, Imhim Dvarm Habam Machmas Suda, they come because of the food, because of the meal itself, that you're being kovea on them, such as meat and fish and eggs and certain vegetables and cheese. That's all part of the meal. You eat it with bread, even without bread. That's part of the meal that satiates you. That does not require its independent bracha. But something that comes shalom achmas asuda, something that is a sweet, that doesn't come to satiate you, but comes to fulfill a certain desire to have sweets in your mouth, that's not machmas asuda, that would require its own separate bracha, birchas bracha rishona. In terms of bracha achrona, benching covers everything. Our whole discussion is only about requiring a bracha rishona. So what's an example of a dessert that requires its separate bracha rishona? Fruit. Fruit would be a great example. People don't eat fruit to fill them up. There's a whole discussion if you have a fruit as your whole meal, but let's just say a person's eating fruit for his dessert. He's having some grapes. So one has to say a ha'etz. It's not included in the ha'motz in the beginning. You need ha'etz. If a person's having fruit such as watermelon or pineapple, that the bracha is an adama, you would just say adama as well. It's not only things that have ha'etz, it's anything that's fruit. Even though we have different brachas for fruit, that would be considered dessert, whether it's a hadama or whether it's ha'etz. Now, the Shaar Tzion points out, even if a person regularly has a fruit as his dessert, and maybe that would be considered part of his regular meal schedule, as part of the meal he's still. In the end of the day, even though he might have it regularly as part of his meal, fruit is always considered there for a dessert, for to fill a need of having sweets, and always requires its own separate bracha. Another example of a dessert that requires its own bracha is ice cream. Rav Ozner paskins that ice cream requires a separate bracha. Some contend that ice cream doesn't require bracha because of a different reason. Everyone agrees you don't need ice cream to fill you up, to satiate you. But the question is a ice cream considered a liquid or is it considered a solid? In terms of brachas, we only say new brachas on the dessert if it's a solid. If it's a liquid, let's say a person's having chocolate milk at the end of his meal, or he's having tea at the end of the meal as a dessert, let's say. So you wouldn't say a shakal, you don't say new brachas on liquids. So what's the status of ice cream? Is ice cream considered a liquid or is it considered a solid? The Gemara Nida says, shelig, snow, is lo maichel v'lo mashke. It's not a liquid and not a solid, so ice cream also wouldn't be. So some would say shehakol on candy. If they're having ice cream, what I do in my house, I'll say shehakol on chocolate chips, and they have in mind the ice cream as well to avoid that. Others say there's no problem at all. One should say shehakol on ice cream. Okay, but ice cream is another example where it's clearly a dessert. What about ice pops? Ice pops as well. Rosh Hashanah Zalman says ice pops is a dessert, and one would recite a shahakal just like you recite on ice cream. Now, ice pops are better than ice cream because ice cream is soft. It's somewhat like snow. But once it's ice, it's mamish, is solid. Ice pops are solids, in which case one would say a shahakal. But the Tshuva Seor LeTzion writes in Chelek Beis, Perikid Beis, Tshuva Yud Beis, that one does not recite a shakal on ices, because since the ices come from liquid, it comes from water, the essence is water, even though it's a solid right now, he thinks since the ingredients is that of a liquid, one does not recite a bracha. Though he admits by ice cream, one would say, because ice cream is not only of water, it has eggs, it has other food items, and therefore it is considered food. Lamaisa, most people would say to say shahakal on both ice cream and ices. Those who want to be machmir can take a candy or a chocolate chip or something to say shahakal to be yote all the shitas. So that's when it comes to fruit, that's when it comes to candies. They require shahakal, ha'etz, and hadama. What about cakes? What's halacha with cakes? You have to say a bracha on cakes. So the Shulchan Aruch addresses this as well. This is addressed in Kuf Pei Ches. Kuf Samaches Sifches. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about Pasav Abakissin. Pasav Abakissin and certain types of mezonos, breads that are either dessert or bread. And the halacha is that a person's eating the item to fill himself up, to satiate him. So then he's eating dessert to satiate him. It's part of the meal. It doesn't require bracha. But the person's eating these cakes and the like to add to fill a sweet tooth, just to have some taste at the end of sweet, then it's not machmas asuda and would require a separate bracha. So what's considered pasul b'kissin? How do you define pasul b'kissin that requires its own bracha? So the Shulchan Aruch has a three-way machlokis in Sifra Zayin. So the problem is, if you think, let's say, I'll go through them in just a second, but if you think that type one is pasul b'kissin, which means it's a snack food, then you think the other two types is actually mamish bread. And if you think type two is a pasul b'kissin is a snack, then you think the other two is bread. So there's a machlokis whether each item is either snack or is a bread. Now, if it's bread, so then no one would say that bread requires a separate bracha afterwards. If you're eating bread as your dessert, is mamish bread, it was certainly included in the emotes in the beginning. So what are the three types? So it's either something made of sweet dough, such as cake, or something thin and crunchy like crackers, or something that's filled with fruit like a pie. So those are the three types. Now, if you assume that cake is pasul b'kissin, then you assume crackers and fruit-filled items are mamish bread and are included in the emotzi. And if you think crackers are pasul b'kissin, so then you think cakes and fruit-filled. So since each one you don't know whether it's considered bread or whether it's considered snack, the Be'er Halacha says you should not say a separate bracha on any of them. You should assume it be safek bracha l'hakel, not say a new bracha, and have it included in the initial emotzi. Unless you have a type of dessert that satisfies all three, that is sweet dough, that is cracker dough, and that is fruit-filled, such as an apple pie. An apple pie has a crust, which is like cracked, and then it has the crust itself is made from sweet dough, it's sweet, and then it's filled with fruit. Apple pie and things like that satisfy all opinions. That would be the one example where one should definitely say a mezonos on that dessert item. That's the conclusion of the Be'er Halacha. Now, even in that conclusion that apple pie does satisfy all opinions, Rav Bodner quotes from Rav Pinchas Scheinberg that says, even when a person has pie, still, is it so true he's eating it to fill his need for sweets? It's very possible that a person is eating the pie to fill him out. He wants to be completely full. It's not just simply to satisfy that Indian that I desire to have sweets. And therefore, he says, unless a person knows for sure that he's so full, and he's only having the apple pie just to have a little sweet at the end, anything short of that, you have to assume you're eating it to satiate you, in which case you should never say mizonos on any of these cakes, any of these desserts, any of these pies. So what the Be'er Halacha does say is the best advice is, based on the Chayei Adam, is that one should have in mind when he says amotzi, that your motzi is going to cover all desserts at the end, in which case it's considered machmas asuda, no need for new bracha. Rav Adi Yosef says for the Svardim that one should bench and have desserts after the meal. So since it's no longer in the meal, you avoid any shilas, and in which case you could say a separate bracha afterwards. It's also very helpful advice to try to get made brachas on Shabbos, to have more brachas. But those are two pieces of advice. Either to bench and have dessert as a separate course after benching's done, or to have in mind hamotzi for the dessert as well.